Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the realm of hydroelectric power, India has initiated groundwork onto new projects on the Chenab River system in Jammu and Kashmir, with a combined outlay of approximately 2,600 crore, amidst the ongoing abeyance of the Indus Waters Treaty. This move comes after the Court of Arbitration at The Hague issued its supplemental award on the question of maximum pondage for the Kishanganga and Ratle projects, which India has formally rejected. But why does this matter? The Indus Waters Treaty, signed in 1960, is a crucial agreement between India and Pakistan that governs the sharing of the six rivers of the Indus system. The treaty was concluded after nearly 9 years of World Bank-mediated negotiations and was signed by Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru for India and President Field Marshal Muhammad Ayub Khan for Pakistan, with W.E.B. Elif signing on behalf of the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, today's World Bank. The bank is not a full party to the treaty but is a signatory to limited provisions, principally those relating to dispute resolution and the financing of replacement works in Pakistan. The treaty partitioned the six rivers of the Indus system between the two countries on a broadly territorial basis, with the eastern tributaries allocated to India and the western mainstem and tributaries allocated to Pakistan. What makes this significant is that India retains substantial rights on the western rivers, even though the bulk of the flow is committed to Pakistan. India's permitted uses on western rivers include domestic and non-consumptive use, such as navigation, fishing, and recreation, as well as agricultural use up to a ceiling of 7,01,000 acres of irrigated cropped area. Additionally, India is allowed to undertake run-of-the-river hydroelectric generation, with detailed design constraints on pondage, spillway gates, freeboard, and intake elevation. It is worth pausing here to note that India is also permitted to store up to 3.6 million acre-feet on the western rivers, a quantum that India has historically left largely unutilized. The treaty also provides for a three-tier dispute resolution mechanism, which includes the Permanent Indus Commission, a neutral expert, and a court of arbitration. Now, let us turn to the recent developments. On 23 April 2025, the Secretary, Ministry of Jal Shakti, formally communicated to Pakistan's Secretary, Ministry of Water Resources, that India was placing the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance. This decision came one day after the Pahalgam terror attack, in which civilians were killed in the Baisaran Meadow. India's communication and subsequent official statements emphasized that the IWT was concluded in the spirit of goodwill and friendship, and that sustained cross-border terrorism sponsored from Pakistani soil vitiated this foundational premise. Operationally, abeyance has meant the suspension of data sharing on river flows, project design particulars, and flood season inflows, as well as the non-convening of the Permanent Indus Commission. And here is something that surprises many students: the concept of abeyance is not a category recognized expressly in the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, which India has signed but not ratified. The closest doctrinal anchors lie in the provisions related to termination or suspension in response to a material breach by another party, supervening impossibility of performance, and fundamental change of circumstances. But what exactly does abeyance mean in this context? It is an operational suspension rather than a legal exit, and India has not invoked any of the relevant articles of the Vienna Convention formally. Pakistan, for its part, has confined its response to political and diplomatic channels and has not approached the International Court of Justice. Moving on to the recent Court of Arbitration award, the COI constituted at Pakistan's request in 2022 has been examining the maximum pondage permissible on Indian runoff river projects on the Chenab and Jhelum systems, with Kishanganga and Ratle as the test cases. Pondage, in this context, refers to the limited storage of water behind a barrage to permit a hydroelectric plant to operate at peak load during high demand hours, releasing water during off-peak hours. The COES supplemental award tilted toward Pakistan's narrow reading of permissible pondage, effectively constraining India's peaking flexibility on the two projects. India's response, conveyed through the Ministry of External Affairs, was a categorical rejection on two grounds, the treaty being in abeyance, and a parallel neutral expert process under the World Bank-appointed Michel Leno had held that the same questions fell within the neutral expert's exclusive jurisdiction. Now, let us look at India's Chenab Basin hydro portfolio. The Chenab Basin, with its steep gradient and high discharge, hosts the bulk of India's potential and operational runoff river capacity on western rivers. The strategic significance of this cannot be overstated, given India's commitment to 500 gigawatts of non-fossil installed capacity by 2030 under its updated nationally determined contributions. What does this mean for India's strategic position? Advancing groundwork during abeyance demonstrates India's willingness to exercise dormant treaty entitlements, including the underused 3.6 million acre-feet storage right, without seeking prior Pakistani concurrence. Pakistan, on the other hand, is among the world's most water-stressed countries, with per capita water availability below the absolute scarcity threshold. Over 90% of Pakistan's irrigated agriculture in Punjab and Sindh depends on the Indus system, with the Tarbela and Mangla reservoirs forming the spine of its storage. Environmental and geotechnical concerns also come into play, including sediment load, cryosphere change, seismicity, biodiversity, and displacement. The Sutlej and Chenab carry among the highest sediment loads in the world, and turbine erosion and reservoir desilting are recurring engineering challenges. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indus Waters Treaty was signed on 19 September 1960 at Karachi by Jawaharlal Nehru for India, Field Marshal Ayub Khan for Pakistan, and W.E.B. Iliff for the World Bank. The eastern rivers, which include the Ravi, Bees, and Sutlej, have an annual flow of approximately 33 million acre-feet, while the western rivers, which include the Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab, have an annual flow of approximately 135 million acre-feet. India's permitted storage on western rivers is 3.6 million acre-feet, and its permitted irrigation on western rivers is 7,01,000 acres. The dispute resolution mechanism under the treaty includes the Permanent Indus Commission, a neutral expert, and a court of arbitration. India's abeyance decision was taken on 23 April 2025, and the Pahalgam terror attack occurred on 22 April 2025. The Court of Arbitration is seated at The Hague, and its supplemental award on pondage was issued on 15 May 2026, which was rejected by India. The neutral expert, Michel Leno, had affirmed exclusive jurisdiction in his January 2025 award. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers India and its neighborhood, including India-Pakistan relations, bilateral treaties, and their suspension. It also relates to GS Paper 3, which covers infrastructure, energy, conservation, environmental pollution, and degradation, as well as water security and resource management. In conclusion, the developments surrounding the Indus Waters Treaty and India's hydroelectric projects on the Chenab River system have significant implications for India's strategic position, energy security, and environmental management. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to keep a close eye on these developments and their relevance to India's neighborhood, infrastructure, and environmental policies. The ongoing tensions between India and Pakistan over the Indus Waters Treaty highlight the complex and sensitive nature of shared water resources in the region.